Today is World AIDS Day, a moment when the international community pauses to assess both the progress of and new challenges to the global fight against the spread of HIV. In a moment, we'll hear about the personal impact of the disease. First, we want to get an update on exactly what is going on in the fight against AIDS. Joining us is Desmond Johns. He's director of the UN AIDS Liaison Office. Dr. Johns, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Alex. Pleasure to be here.
Give us an idea. How many people currently are suffering from AIDS and HIV, and broadly, where are they geographically?
Well, by our assessment, there are 40 million people living with HIV as we speak, an increase of, we believe, 5 million people were infected in the last year, and we've had 3 million deaths. The vast majority of these folk live in sub-Saharan Africa, but we're seeing the emergence of significant infections in the Caribbean, Eastern Europe and Central Asia, and in the populous regions of South and East Asia, meaning China, India, Indonesia.
As you note, much of the international focus on trying to stop the spread of HIV is concentrated on nations in Africa where the biggest problem is. How are those countries faring in their efforts?
Well, the picture for the most part has continued to deteriorate, but we see encouraging glimpses that generate cause for hope. We've seen the old examples, but still worth mentioning, of Uganda and Senegal, where they've been able to keep the prevalence rates very low. We are also seeing decreases in the number of new infections amongst young people in as diverse settings as Blantyre in Malawi, Lusaka in Zambia, and Addis Ababa, which once again validates the position that prevention, treatment, care, and support have to go together as an indivisible package.
You must be somewhat encouraged to see signs that public education is working, at least in parts of Africa. What about Eastern Europe and parts of the old Soviet Union? I think those areas are relatively new to widespread infestation of HIV and AIDS, yes?
Yes. What is particularly worrying is the epidemic in these regions have suddenly taken off within the last 2 or 3 years. It is particularly worrying because this is an infection of young people in this region as they experiment both with intravenous drug use and with sex, often sharing needles, often engaging in high-risk sexual behavior, which is the main form of transmission in this region. In addition, because to date there's not been a vigorous response by the leadership in these countries, that has somehow militated against the emergence of an early and effective response to the epidemic in these areas.
Earlier this year, Dr. Johns, President Bush in this country signed legislation that offers $15 billion to fight AIDS and related diseases abroad. Is that making a difference, do you think?
Well, potentially it would, and you know, we certainly must recognize the efforts of this United States administration. The United States is the biggest single donor to global AIDS in the world. We certainly appreciate the commitment by the administration to spend $15 billion U.S. dollars over the next 5 years. This will contribute significantly to the global target for aid spending of around $10 billion U.S. dollars per year from 2005. This is the level of resources that we would require if we are to truly turn this epidemic around.
Dr. Desmond Johns, director of the UN AIDS Liaison Office, joining us on the phone from New York City. Thank you, Dr. Johns.
Thank you very much, Alex.